things that we see in this passage tonight as we reflect on this. I want this to be a Christmas for you to remember. And the best way that we can remember Christmas is remember what Christmas is all about. The first thing I want you to remember is the sovereignty of God. God was working all through this. He was working through time. It was the appointed time. In Galatians, it says, when the fullness of time was come. It was the proper time. It was the right time. It was the needed time. And God was sovereign. He knew before earth was created that it was going to be that night. He knew that it was going to be in that situation that this would be the most impactful time for the Messiah to arrive. He was sovereign in time. He was sovereign in place. He picked Bethlehem through the scripture because both Mary and Joseph were of the house and lineage of David. It was out of the line, as out of Judah, that the lion would come. It was out of Judah that King David would come, and out of Bethlehem. It was out of David's lineage, his physical lineage, that Christ would have throne, have access and right to the throne of Israel. And it was also sovereign and purpose. This was God's plan from the beginning. No one thought that was going to be like this unless they were looking for it. Isaiah was looking for it. The prophets were looking for it. Those who died in the Old Testament looking for the promise, they were looking for it. But now it is time, and we see the sovereignty of God. But unfortunately, in this passage, we also see the selfishness of man. Where God makes everything in time, today the world has no time. When we look at this passage, we see, and it says that the days were accomplished. They were there for some time, and no one gave them the time of day. No one gave them any sort of help. And that's the way the world is today. It wants to reject God. But the issue is that it's because of selfishness that they didn't have any time for the Savior. They weren't looking for the Savior. It was a selfishness of men. As we know, there was no room for them in the end. There was no room for them in the end. And the other part is that they had no perspective. As we've said over the last couple of weeks, the world was not looking for Christ. The world was not looking for Christ. And so here we have Mary and Joseph after their journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and they're shut out. They're shut out in time. They're shut out in space, in place. And they're there to do what everybody else was going to do. But at the same time, they were there to fulfill God's plan. They knew what was in Mary's womb was of the Holy Ghost. They knew because God had told them that this was going to be the promised Messiah. So we see the sovereignty of God. We see the selfishness of man. But we also see the submissiveness of the call. Both Mary was called by God and found favor with God. And she was going to be used of God. Joseph, the just man, was visited by the angel and told, because you're doing the right thing, you're going to be part of this plan. Could you imagine being picked as the step parents of the God of the universe? You know, it goes beyond just holding a baby in your arms. It goes beyond, it goes through raising Jesus as a small child. Now, he was God in the flesh. But we know out of Luke, out of later on in this chapter, that he was subject to them. And they made decisions for him. Christ could only go where they would carry him. And folks, there's an important thing in there. Christ only goes where we carry. And we need to understand that. That's being submissive to being called. We see the selflessness of service to contrast from the selfishness of God. These two brought the Savior into the world. They didn't care what people thought. They didn't care how long the journey was. They didn't care what was going to be said of them later on. They were submissive to God. They're a great example for all of us as parents. You know, one of the things in here, getting back to the selfishness of man, is that they believed in the sanctity of life. Back then, if something's unwanted or something's unexpected, it's taken away. And there's too many babies that are killed today because people don't like the sanctity of life. I am glad that Mary and Joseph were submissive to God and followed the sanctity of life. Lastly, they were submissive to the purpose of God. They were going to bring the Messiah in. Think about that. What purpose does God have for you? There are certain things that only you can do. There are certain people that only you can reach. Are we being submissive to Him? Are we being submissive to calling Him Lord instead of just Savior? Are we submissive to Him? Basically say, whatever it takes, we'll do it. Are we submissive to Him to understand that what we do for God will never be forgotten and it will help others come to God? So we see the sovereignty of God. We see the selfishness of man. We see the submissiveness of the call. And then we see the surprise from God. The first one was to the shepherds. They weren't expecting a bunch of angels to show up and praise God and tell them about the birth of Christ. There was the surprise to Mary and Joseph. They weren't expecting a bunch of shepherds to show up and saying, what about this child? These angels told us about him. We know that Mary pondered these things in her heart, all these things, what had just happened, the shepherds showing up, the way things were working out, and it might have been a surprise to her. You know something? It should be no surprise to us when we see God work. It should be no surprise to us when we see God give us the message. And then there was a surprise to those who would listen. It says in this passage, it says, the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God. And they spread this news about what they saw. And people were amazed. People were amazed. This time, this year, make this a Christmas to remember. But to make it a Christmas to remember, you need to remember what it's all about. It's all about the sovereignty of God. In spite of the selfishness of men, He still loved us. It's about the submissiveness of people that would be used of God to bring this to pass. And it was about the surprise that they all experienced when they saw God's plan come to fruition in their lives. So, Merry Christmas. We'll close with singing two more carols. Let's all stand as we